Welcome to the Tiger Cast, a podcast designed to tell the story of Warsaw schools and inform our community about the great things happening to serve our students. My name is Amy Lunsford, principal of Lincoln Elementary.
And I'm Kyle Carter, Chief Technology and Data Analytics Officer for Warsaw Community Schools. Amy, we've got an incredible guest with us today. The man with the plan.
The chief.
The boss.
The head honcho.
Our fearless leader.
We could go on and on.
We could. And we're just thankful that Dr. David Hoffert's with us today and has some time in this busy week before school starts to spend some time with us and just share some stories.
Yeah. We want to kind of tee you up a little bit here, Dr. Hoffert. We really appreciate your time. And, you know, like we said, we're wanting to just tell the story of Warsaw schools. And we thought this was a great way for you to kind of give us a glimpse behind the curtain of how we kick off the school year. One of the things I love about being a part of this Warsaw family is that we kind of deem a theme for the year, and it unites all of us. And so rumor has it that there is a great theme that we are launching this year. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for inviting me on here. I listen to podcasts all the time. I can't tell you that I've been on that many of them. So what a privilege to be here and what a great idea. But yeah, this year we're going to have the theme of Year of Kindness. And you know, one of the things that I have heard from parents, I've heard from teachers, is just, you know, it seems our world right now is not a kind world. And I think it's something that comes out of COVID here a little bit. It might be a little bit of a leftover of it. But social media used to be all positive when it first came out. It was sharing the great things that you were doing, sometimes maybe bragging too much on what your family was doing, but telling a story, even Twitter. I remember as we encouraged our teachers to be actively involved in it. Right now, I just feel like you open up things and it's all negative. The algorithm plays out in your world that, you know, the world events, they're right in your face all the time. The divisions that are out there, whether it's socially, whether it's politically, seem to be just flying in the face of everyone. And I know at the end of the year last year, I felt even just a little beat up every time I turned on social media. And, you know, there was a day where it came to me that we have an opportunity to change that algorithm. And that was really the day after graduation. We had a beautiful night here. We graduated 500 seniors. I mean, it was beautiful. People stayed 2 and 3 hours afterwards just to celebrate and talk and be around. And it was a great feeling. And the next Saturday morning, the better feeling was when I opened up social media and I started seeing all these positive posts. And I went through them just one by one and expecting that, okay, where's the negativity? You know, where are all the other things that are going on in the news? And for some reason that day, my whole feed just ended up being nothing but positive pictures of our graduates everywhere. And then it got even better because I had actually two teachers reach out to me that day, and they both told me different stories, and they didn't know that the other one was reaching out, but they reached out about how they had met former students and how they had just run into them. And it was just positive experiences. One teacher said, you know, I ran into a student and they talked about a STEM experiment that we did back in fourth grade, and it helped them pick what their major was going to be. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. This is incredible. What can a little bit of kindness start doing? And, you know, as we thought about it, that's what we want our schools to be. You know, that there are so many things that are out there. Schools are a safe zone. They're a safe zone for our teachers. They're a safe zone for our students. They're a safe zone for our parents, where maybe we don't have to worry about all the things that are going on in the world. And maybe, you know, those things are still going to go on. The day after graduation, all those things were still out there. But the difference was we were able to focus on some kindness, and we were able to start lifting some people up. So this year, we really just want to start focusing on what are those kind acts? As we're talking about podcasts, is it okay to talk about another podcast on a podcast?
Totally sure. Legal.
Okay, totally legal. Okay, yeah. Like I said, I don't always know the rules of the podcast, but one of our teachers reached out to me after I shared that we were going to do the A Year of Kindness, and Malcolm Gladwell just came out with a new podcast, and I'm a huge Malcolm Gladwell fan. I love listening to him when I'm running on the treadmill, and he made a couple different points about kindness. One, kindness is one of the simplest traits that's out there. He put it into three levels. He said kindness is the basic level. It's not even at generosity, and it's definitely not at sacrifice. So anybody can do kindness. And then he also went on to make a point that one act of kindness usually doesn't change the world, but a whole lot of acts of kindness together change everything around us. And I think about that. I mean, that fits right into what we were explaining with the algorithm. If we have a whole bunch of kindness that's going on at one time, well, you know what? People are going to be walking around our hallways with big smiles on their faces. It's going to be a tidal wave that goes outside of our school. It's going to be one that hits our community. And people are going to say, what's special about that Warsaw place? Mm-hmm. There's something just a little bit different. And I know we all believe that it's special here, but we truly are all Tigers.
Yeah. I remember when you were launching this idea and everybody was excited about it instantly. And, you know, you charged us as building leaders to put together some slides just like on the fly and pictures. I mean, there was a whole slide deck put together in a matter of 10 minutes, I think. And so just to see that this stuff is being done, but now we have an opportunity to maybe tell that story a little bit deeper.
Oh my gosh, it was so neat. And not to give away all the secrets of opening day with our teachers, but we're going to be focusing on 5 to 6 stories, just a couple minutes each. And just as I talked with the individuals, they never did any of these things to be recognized. This was what they were doing. And it came out of that conversation with the principals. They started crying. You know what? I had multiple just, and I can't wait till the convocation tomorrow because I don't think they're going to be able to hold back the tears. And I told them that's okay. That's all right. Because it shows how simple it is. And it's students, it's bus drivers, it's teachers, it's administrators, it's community members, all together as that collective group with Warsaw Community Schools. So, you know, we have so many great examples of this already that sometimes we just haven't put the focus on yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited about it. I know we are doing kind of a spin-off of that theme in our own building to kind of just keep that excitement and kindness going. So I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, and I love those stories are there. They're there. We talk about them. We know them as a school district. Somewhat, we see those things happening. But even as Tigers, we don't always know the great things going on in each other's buildings. And I think that's some of the inspiration on where Amy and I came from, even to sit down and start telling some of these stories is yeah. They're out there. We just have to find them and make that public and create, create momentum behind that. So what a great way to start off that year.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Hoffert, we are wanting to know you. I just met with 9 new teachers and they were talking about the things they're nervous about. And I think as new teachers, as new students coming to Warsaw, maybe students transferring to a different building within Warsaw, you know, we all think that we're the only one that has this nervous, anxious heart. So we want to hear what you're most excited about for the year. Perhaps it is this year of kindness, but it might be something else. But we also want to hear what the superintendent is nervous about, because I would bet that perhaps there's something on that list.
There is definitely something on that list. I always remember as a teacher, I was more nervous than the students were coming into the classroom. And teachers do a good job hiding that. But I remember almost feeling sick to my stomach the night before because I'm like, are these students going to connect with me? Are they going to like what's going on? As a principal, I still felt the same way. And a lot of times it was even a step farther because you had new staff members that you were creating relationships with. As a superintendent, I think it even goes a step farther than that because I look around and I'm like, oh my gosh, here's the community. Here's the football game. Here's the magnitude of impact that our schools have on the local community. We're the third largest employer in Kosciuszko County with over 550 certified teachers in our buildings and 7,000 students that we're impacting every day. So I would say probably the biggest nerve-wracking thing that always is there is, how do we make sure that we live up to that promise? As we talk about even a year of kindness, it's a constant reminder. We all have to be kind. You know, sometimes there are things that we all have bad days. We all have bad days. But, you know, we only have one chance to make a first impression with so many of those students that are walking in. They remember the good. Sometimes they remember the bad. And so how can we make sure that it is the good? When I think about what I'm looking forward to most this year, it's just a year without COVID. I think that's one of the big things because, I mean, as we're going through even some of these things, it's almost like a memory and you're looking back and saying, did that stuff really happen? Did we have to teach kids how to use airplane arms? you know, as they walked down the hallway because they couldn't sit next to each other. And we had to have seating charts for everything. And we had to modify our schedules. And just the opportunity to really welcome our community back into our school. I know we got a taste of that last year. But to be able to do it fully, I am hoping that our sporting events, our extracurriculars, our clubs, our volunteers are at an all-time high this year. And I think, once again, we can be that beacon on a hill, just with the positivity, the kindness, and just the community impact that we have.
That is definitely exciting stuff.
Well, and with COVID being really what's impacted the last few years of our school corporation, we have students in our building that have not experienced school without airplane arms or something of that nature. So just to give them the actual school experience and everything it has to offer, that's an exciting time.
It is super exciting. Big responsibility to make sure that we're doing it well, but yeah.
So Dr. Hoffer, speaking of kindness and speaking of New Year's and fresh starts, I hear there might be an addition to the Hoffert family.
There is, and it's probably, no, my wife is not pregnant. We do not have another child on the way. We could start a huge rumor here with the Warsaw family.
I like
family.
How you got that out really fast.
Yes, really fast. My wife is going to be like, no. But we have the Hoffert family has never been a pet family, all right? And I always wanted a dog growing up, and my parents always told me no. And my kids have been bugging me nonstop here for a number of years. And each time that somebody offered up a pet, it always became, well, let's think about it. And then a day later, it was gone. And we're like, see, you know what? It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to happen. And this time we got caught. You know, we had just come back from the Professional Learning Communities Conference with a number of our new teachers and some of our other staff members. And one of our new teachers was actually out at Madison Elementary School. And there was a dog that was abandoned out there. And she posted it on the Lost and Found site. They called the Animal Welfare League. There wasn't room for it at the time. She wasn't sure what to do with it. The picture just looked absolutely adorable. And it looked like it was probably like a 15 to 20 pound dog. And, you know,
looked like
turned into a 45 pound dog. And, but, yes, my wife caught me in a moment of, vulnerability, I guess would be the best word of it. And my
kids. We should go with you're modeling what you expect. That was very kind.
Yes, it was very kind act. Yeah. It was very kind. So we have a new family member and it is like she has been with us forever. Her name is Zuri. I let my son Robinson name her. He went to the Swahili dictionary and found that Zuri meant beautiful in Swahili. So we have what we call a beautiful dog.
I love it. And so you love her.
I love her. She has made her rounds already last week. I was even getting a hard time because we took her to the cross-country time trial. We took her out to the parent day at the football field. She likes going with us in the car. I think the hardest thing for her is going to be on the first day of school.
Oh,
there's not going to be anybody at home.
It will be different.
Yes, it will be different. So, and she's used to going with everybody now and lots of attention here over the last couple of weeks.
Maybe central office could use a therapy dog.
You know what? I thought about it. I don't know if Zuri will make a good therapy dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my only problem. She is a great therapy to our family and just a kind, kind dog. And yes, a big thank you to our teacher that found her for us. And we were definitely enriched by it.
Nice.
So quick curveball. Yeah. Going to show this at you or throw this at you. We've asked some of our other guests, you mentioned podcasts, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. Never really been on a lot of them, but I listen to them. So let's tee this one up a little bit. If you had the opportunity, looking at your passions, your hobbies, if you just had the opportunity to sit down and have conversation with someone about something, what would be the Dr. David Hoffert podcast?
Oh, wow. Do I have to name a person that I would sit down with?
Not necessarily. What would be your passion to talk about?
It would definitely be history. Goes back to my history classroom. For those that didn't know, I was able to teach U.S. history at Warsaw High School and loved every moment of it. I spent my summers actually doing something pre-podcasty. Okay. I traveled around the country with the National Endowment for the Humanities and the University of Hawaii East-West Center collecting veteran interviews from World War II veterans. And I think if I could go back and have any conversations, that there are a number of those individuals that I wish I could just have a few more hours with. They've long since passed away here at this point. I have their recorded conversations from the time, which would make great podcasts now. But I think it would definitely be around the World War II generation and definitely around history.
Nice. I like that. Having a dad that was a veteran, I always am eager to hear stories from any veteran that I can. So I can imagine that would be a good one. I would listen.
You'd listen?
I'd be all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Hoffert, we want to thank you for your time. We know this is a busy week in prepping for school and taking some time out to have some conversation for the Warsaw community. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate your leadership. Amy,
next week,
who's coming up?
Yeah, next week. So we've heard from the man at the top. We are plugging away through central office so that we can get a real look at leadership at Warsaw School. So next week we will talk to Dr. Danny Barkey and Dr. David Robertson about their latest switch in roles. So that will be really interesting. Join us next week as we talk to both assistant superintendents. Thanks, Warsaw, for checking in.